David Akvang Ivan grew up in Akiachuk, then moved to Kongiganak, where he worked as a tribal police officer. Last year, he and his family moved to Fairbanks because of his daughter's health issues. On December 20th, David tested positive for COVID-19 and was diagnosed with pneumonia. But even then, his mother, Olinka Ivan, said she wasn't worried since he called her on Christmas Day.
He let me watch his children open presents, and I thought everything was okay. But the next day, he didn't wake up.
An ambulance arrived the day after Christmas to transport David to the hospital in Fairbanks. His kidney began to fail. Then other organs followed. On December 29th, his family made the decision to take him off life support. David Akvang Ivan was 36 years old. His daughter was also hospitalized with COVID-19, but has since recovered. David's body was to be buried in Kongiganak, where his wife and children will be moving back to. But his mother in Akiachuk wanted to say goodbye, so she asked Grant Aviation to do a flyby in Akiachuk with David's body before going to Kongiganak. Grant pilot Andy Fox gladly obliged. With David's body on board, he flew three circuits around Akiachuk. Olinka got to be with her son one more time, a few hundred feet below.
I was crying. I was saying, "I love you."
She described David as a caring husband and father, respectful to his parents and elders, and loved by friends and family, many of whom were watching David fly over them.
When he flew over, it was like a sigh of relief, even though we didn't get to see him. At least we got to wave at him and say our farewells. I'm so thankful for that.
As the plane continued to Kongiganak, Andy Fox, the pilot, wrote on a Facebook post that the weather was hazy that day. But as he approached the village, he saw a hole open up in the clouds. Fox wrote that, quote, "made me think David must want to come home." Tears fell from the pilot's eyes as he circled the village before landing. In Kong, health aide Marcy Daniel had asked people to remember David, a former police officer, by wearing blue.
The family and friends can't gather for the usual singing and gathering with the grieving family. So that made me want to try and do something.
She also asked people to wear purple for Bertha Black, the first person in Kongiganak who died from COVID-19. Purple was Bertha's favorite color. Then Marcy went around town taking pictures of people dressed in blue and purple and uploaded them to a Facebook group called In Loving Memory of David Peter Akvang Ivan. Hundreds of people in the village and around the region participated. When David's body arrived in Kongiganak, Marcy asked people to feast within their households.
With dessert.
Tribal police officers in Kongiganak, David's former co-workers, were there at the airport to pick up his body. Chief Leanne Miller said David was someone the community could always count on.
He was a good cop. I looked up to him. He was always there and always positive.
The TPOs were the only ones actually present for the burial of David Akvang Ivan. But even though family and friends couldn't be there, they found ways to say goodbye. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.